there is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Jewish Community Center of Greater Vancouver has just received a New Year's present from the Canadian government amounting to $25 million to expand its campus, including childcare, senior services, and other facilities. The Department of Canadian Heritage funding will be used to support the largest project in history conducted by Vancouver's Jewish community. The Minister of Canadian Heritage, Pablo Rodriguez, said that Canada's government stands with Jewish communities across Canada and around the world, adding that this investment is part of the government's commitment to an inclusive Canada reflecting a strong and proud diversity. Welcoming the funding, Eldad Goldfarb, the executive director of the Jewish Community Center of Greater Vancouver, said that the government's funding contributes the necessary resources to support and sustain the Jewish community in Vancouver and will create an invaluable and welcoming cultural, social, recreational, and educational hub for all to enjoy. Staying in North America, and Holocaust denier and white supremacist Nick Fuentes has announced that more than 1,000 students within 2 weeks have signed up for a group dubbed Students for He, referring to Kanye West. Fuentes said that his efforts on behalf of the embattled hip-hop mogul He were, to quote him, all in service to Christ, unquote, and begged for others to, as he puts it, push to 2,000 with us. The Students for He Telegram channel, which launched on December the 5th, currently has over 1,200 subscribers, and its associated Twitter page now has 1,955 followers. A video titled Ye24 on the Student for Ye Telegram channel openly declares burn everything and features both a flaming cross and the Constitution engulfed in fire. Israel's newly formed government may be new to the political scene, and already the Jewish Agency has contacted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, expressing its concern over voices, as they call it, in his new government that are motivating for a change to the law of return as well as the religious status quo. It also raised concerns over proposals by far-right and ultra-Orthodox parties in the new government that would annul the grandchild clause, which allows grandchildren of Jews to emigrate to Israel under the law of return, and laws which would bar Jews converted by non-Orthodox rabbis from making aliyah. Diaspora Jews in both the United Kingdom and the United States have been vocal in their criticism at the new government's proposals, warning Netanyahu that it could damage Israel's ties with world Jewry. Tel Aviv University has made a major breakthrough in communications. A nano-satellite developed by the university was launched into space on Tuesday from Cape Canaveral in Florida. This particular satellite's main role will be communicating with an optical ground station built on the roof of a building on the Tau campus, a first in Israel. Its other main purpose is to demonstrate a new communication form called quantum communication, which researchers say is a pioneering communication field which looks at using the principles of quantum physics which will better secure sensitive messages. Professor Yaronoz, who leads Tau's Center for Quantum Science and Technology, says that quantum encryption becomes highly relevant to protecting everyone's privacy, offering an unconditionally secure method of encryption which prevents a hostile entity trying to intercept a transmitted message. This technique immediately dissipates the intrusive message. And in Turkey, an annual festival taking place since 2018 recently celebrated the Sephardic community in the city of Izmir. During December, including the week of Hanukkah, thousands attended the annual Sephardic Cultural Festival, which was organized by Nesim Benkoya, director of the Izmir Jewish Heritage Project. This recent festival also marked a turning point, and for the first time, organizers were able to introduce several centuries-old synagogues to visitors. Benkoya says that many attending were non-Jewish and were surprised at and fascinated when touring these sites. He also said that he now believes that the festival is a successful first step to introducing Jewish-Turkish culture to the world and will strengthen its relations with Christians, Muslims, and other communities. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.